Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by one of our listeners, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge, and her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. So with that said, let me welcome Ada Marie once again. How are you, Ada?
I'm just fine, thank you. And I have to tell you that the people who have called and I have talked to, some of them are, they're just wonderful. And the simple, of course, everything is simple if you understand that life is simple if you don't make it difficult.
Right. How true.
So I find that the ones that have called have been very happy and grateful because I've just simplified some of their fears into nothingness. You know, boom, they disappeared. And that has been really a lift for me because a lot of people don't pay attention when I talk and they don't try to make it work.
Right.
But it does work if they will just try it. Just try it. You'll like it, you know.
It does work, and I think it's important to let people know that, you know, you just get a thumbnail when you are a caller on the show. Ada Marie does extensive life work with people, and she always gives the first 15 minutes for free. So take advantage of a session with her, and you'll find it very inspirational and informative. She also does mediumship. She does not do that on the show, but she does have connections with the other side, so she does that as well. But she is a channeler, she's a healer, she's a seer. She is extremely gifted, and she's very down to earth in her suggestions to people. She gives advice, and it's well taken by most people. And the best way to get in touch with her is either through her website or her telephone number, which I'm going to give you now. Her telephone number is available between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Western time, Pacific Coast time, that is. And the phone number is 520-896-9510. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. So, Ada Marie, our first caller of the day, Sharon, has suggested the topic for us to discuss today, as you well know, and it's a great one, never give up. So, my question to you is, how do we accomplish that?
Well, first off, you can't accomplish anything with having the ability to stick to the fact, the original fact. If you stick to the original fact, you won't give up, because what happens is people, they get in trouble. So here's the fact. The fact is that you have to be in a certain place at a certain time to do a certain job. Now, if you stick to that fact and don't get caught up in somebody's idea of how to do it, or an easier way to do it, or something else to do to make that happen, you'll be fine. If you stick to the idea that this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to take the shortest route possible to do the best job possible and be on time, Now there is your answer. If you fool around and listen to everybody's opinion, you'll never make it.
It sounds like it's important to trust your own intuition and your inner guidance.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly right, because your own voice tells you when, how, and where. And if you follow it, you're always going to turn out on top. If somebody says, well, why don't you go this way? Why don't you do that? If you do that, you don't have to go through this and this and this. You're on the wrong track, because they're not you.
Right, right. I hear you. I think that, well, I was thinking to myself that something that I always say, and that is whatever you dream, you can realize. I mean, you need to be practical. If you have expertise in certain areas and want to become a writer and you've never taken a course in writing and don't know how to put a sentence together, that's not going to happen. But if you're realistic about what your skills are, or if you don't even know what some of them might be, if you can think about what your passions are and follow those and develop those passions, then those are the things that you can realize, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Because if you've got a passion for something, you will look and work and work until you get a chance to understand it and use it. If your passion is like some people, one lady, her passion was sewing. She loved to sew. She didn't care what she sewed. She just wanted to sew. So, and she was in her 40s. And I said, well, take a sewing class.
Right.
What do you want to make? Well, she said, I'd like to make suits and for men. I said, well, go get a class. Take a class. And it's worth it to you to spend the money to take the class to see if that's really what you want to do. And try it. Well, finally, after several months, she signed up for a class and found out that she thought making men's suits would be easier than making a dress.
Ah, really?
Ah. Well, come to find out, it's not easier.
That's what I've been told.
Oh, to make men's suits, it takes a real talent, you know.
Right.
So she decided she would try dressmaking. She was a good dressmaker,
mm-hmm.
but she was shocked that pants weren't easier to make than a dress. And it makes common sense to me that they wouldn't be easier to make, but then not everybody thinks like that, you know.
Right. Just to let the latest caller know, we are discussing a topic right now, and the latest caller is caller number 3, and we will get to you, and Ada Marie will answer your question. The only thing she does not do on the radio show is mediumship with the other side. That you would need to contact her directly, and I gave that contact information at the beginning of the show, and I'll give it one more time before the show is over. So stay on the line, and we'll get to you when we can. Our topic today is never give up. Now, one of the things that we talked about before the show was the importance of staying grounded. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, I would, because, you know, sometimes you get off on a tangent, and you're not grounded, so you miss the real part of what you need to do to make your thing work. If you don't stay grounded, you can't be aware of everything it takes to put a project together. So be able to take care of your thinking and stay grounded into your project until you have it taken care of, and it'll work on its own. It'll work on its own if you take good enough care and see to it that you follow every step to bring it to fruition. Now, a lot of people say, well, that should be real easy. Well, it looks easy when it's done, but it's not easy and from the beginning to that place. I mean, it's not everything is easy. It looks easy, but it's not, because you have a lot to do. A lot of steps are taken to bring something to where it is in a position that makes everybody want to have it, want to buy it, want to use it. But there's a lot of steps to get to that place, right?
Right, and I think something that you said earlier comes to mind, and that is even though things are not easy, they are very simple. And if you just follow in a logical progression, follow the simple path, that's what will lead you to success.
Right, right. Simple isn't easy, but simple takes you through that part that gets you to success, because it doesn't have anything hanging on it to take away your attention. It is simply this way, and that's the way you have to go with it. Just go that way. Experience has taught many people, and if you're lucky enough to have a mentor, some older person who has been through it and know about it, and they will caution you. They will always caution you to be careful and do this and this and this. And you can say, yeah, but I don't, and yes, you do need to do it. Because when you do it correctly, you can always be aware and always be on top of everything.
Right.
It's not a show and tell thing. It's a thing that is, okay, I want to be a writer. Well, you don't just take a pen and start writing, you know. You do a little homework to find out what it's about.
Right.
How you have to go about it. That's just one idea, but there's all kinds of things that when I'm teaching people how to cook, because I've cooked a lot, and I teach people how to cook and save money and save, use product, you know, you put something in the refrigerator and how you can change it and make it into something different the next day,
mm-hmm.
and it's good. And you're not wasting anything.
Right.
But it takes time for you to learn the little steps of being able to disguise it and make it into something tasty without it looking like a same old empty potato that was on the table yesterday.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the other thing that's probably important is to practice patience and not allow things like frustration or depression to get you down.
That's right. Because if you become impatient, then you really can't do anything, because everything goes wrong.
Right, right.
Everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even, like my dad used to say, you can't even boil water if you, you don't have the intention that you got to let the kettle get hot.
Oh, I like that word intention. Don't you think that that's important in terms of never giving up?
Right, right. If your intentions are to stick to it to the end, you know, I don't give up. And people who have tried to go around me and do things, and I just stay right there doing what I'm doing, and always I end up on top because I haven't scattered my energy and wasted it.
Well, go ahead, honey.
I haven't worried. I just do what I do, and they do what they do, and I end up on top.
Well, worry never serves any purpose, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah, we need to remain positive if we're going to accomplish anything in our lives.
The only way it can be accomplished is through a open heart with joy.
Ah, like that.
No matter how hard it is, if your heart is open and you are doing it with joy, you will find a way to get it done, and when it is done, there'll be no black marks around it.
Uh-huh.
It'll be beautiful.
Well, to thine own self be true, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that as long as we're being authentic and have a good heart and an intention to not harm anyone and turn to God for our strength, that anything is possible.
Everything is possible when you turn to Him.
Yeah. No.
That's a strength and a wisdom. People don't realize that God is wisdom. He knows everything. And when you turn something over to Him, the things start to change, and pretty soon your whole scenario is better, and you are clear, and you can put your things together and make them work. But if you don't turn it over to Him, He can't help you, because you have to ask. You have to ask Him for help.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that later, because I think that is an important piece of the equation, and we have talked for 15 minutes, so let's go take some calls. And we'll come back and we'll talk about turning it over, how to listen to the voice of God, and how to recognize the divinity within us, because actually we are one with God is one with us and all creation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we can thank our first caller for the topic of the day, and that's Sharon. And Sharon, you're live. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada. Thank you, David, so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi,
I'm happy to talk to you.
Yeah, it's the first time speaking
with you. What can I help you with?
I think David said that. Yeah, I am starting a new career on Monday, and I want to see if you see this being a keeper and if it's going to work out for me. There was a man that hired me. It's a group of five people, and I'm going to kind of like manage the office. But it's a huge corporation.
Looks good. He's very sincere. He's not doing. He's honest, and he's not doing anything that you would have to be worried about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
His word is good.
Okay. That's always important.
So,
is he going to be satisfied with our team? I know. Is he going to be satisfied with my work?
Yes.
Ooh, there's a lot of work
fast.
Involved. Yeah, there's a lot
yes,
of work involved.
Yes, there is a lot of work involved. He's a hard worker also.
I know. I can tell that.
Yeah. Yes.
You feel
he'll
you
jump
feel
right
there
in there and do everything he can. You'll be there more than 25 years.
I would love to retire there. yeah, I would love to retire
and
there.
And you probably will. He
okay.
likes you, and he likes your work.
That's what's important. You know, I haven't changed careers in 2 years. He told me what we'd be using extensively. I've been tutoring myself on YouTube just to refresh my skills. Just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else I need to know?
Just that you must keep a happy face because you have a job that is not a happy job. You know,
there's
a lot of serious things in it.
Okay.
Huh?
I know. Intense.
So, you know,
that's what I'm trying to...
just, yeah, very intense. So keep a happy face.
The bottom line is we're going to click and we're going to get along. That's so important.
Yes.
Okay.
That's already happened.
I know.
He already likes you. He likes to work with you, so that's a good thing.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Yes. You won't be sorry. He's a gentleman and a scholar.
Thank you. That makes me feel better. I feel good
about
it. Nope. The person
that
I talked to was Michelle. It was Michelle who told me that.
That's okay. That's
why positive.
It was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Positive.
Yeah, Michelle is very good. And Ada Marie is on every
good
week.
Too. Okay.
Yes. She's.
I'm usually
she's
working.
Very...
That's. I'm usually coming home from work. I don't know. But yeah, I took a couple of days off before I start. That's why. Yeah. That.
Right.
I really can't.
What are your hours and what time zone are you in?
I'm in Eastern. This new job is going to be 9 to 5.
Okay, so you will be able to catch us on the way home, and we'd love to have an update because she's on every Wednesday.
I promise.
Yeah.
I will update. I promise you.
Great. And, you know, Ada Marie is always open to questions. And like I was saying at the outset of the program, if there's any other work that you want to do, life work, want to connect with deceased loved ones, want some really down-to-earth advice on how to do things and how to be, she's just the person. I would highly recommend her over anybody that I've worked with.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a nice evening.
Sure. Yes, you too, Sharon. And you know what we're going to talk about later. If you want to stay tuned, feel free.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're well. Goodbye. God bless. Okay. Our next caller is Lisa. And Lisa, you're live.
Hi, Ada. Hi. It's so enjoyable. This show has got a good message today. I really needed it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what's your question, honey?
I've been going through it and through it and through it, and I'm wondering, is there some goodness coming, and how can I get the goodness to come sooner if it is? What can I do to help
my life?
Well,
you are good.
My life is terrible.
You're saying your goodness. You are a good person. It shows.
Well, my life.
What
I mean,
made you think your goodness didn't show?
The goodness in my life. I've got terrible things happening all around me and affecting me, and I'm just walking in fear and affecting my health.
Okay. Now, listen. You better sit down with the pencil and paper and write this letter to God. Say, okay, Father, I want my life to change and be like this. And then be very careful what you write out, but write it out and rewrite it until you get it right. So it's positive, it's healthy, it's loving, it's insightful, and you are on top of it, not underneath the bushel. You're under the bushel right now. So get out from under that bushel. Get that paper out and start writing. Straighten it up.
Well,
I've had to tell people that. What?
It would be so nice if something could just give me a shining moment where I could feel like, yes, okay, it's going to be okay.
Okay. You have to make that feeling. You have to write out the exact way that you want to feel, the exact feelings that you, things that you want to do, and the exact way you want to be treated, and the exact way you're going to treat somebody else. You're the only one who can write that, because you're the only one who knows it. So you get busy with that pencil and paper or tablet or whatever you're using and start writing and rewrite, read and rewrite until you get it exactly the way you want it.
May I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The one thing that I'm hearing you say, Lisa, and this is not as a criticism, but you say that everything in your life is terrible, and I think it's very important for you to try to shift your perspective and count the blessings that you have. Just the
mm-hmm.
fact that you're alive, that you have a roof over your head if you do, that you have food, that you have health. I really encourage you to focus on those things that are positive in your life and to not dwell on the negative stuff, because the more you dwell on the negative stuff, the more you attract that to you. Right, Ada Marie?
Absolutely. And if you can bless yourself with the right to see, to walk, to talk, to be happy, to be friendly, and get that negative energy out of your thought process. Get it out of your thought process. My grandma used to say, okay, put that behind you. Put Satan behind you. Put him behind you. You don't need him. You don't need him. Don't say that. We'd say, well, my shoelaces are broken. I can't fix my shoes. And she'd say, put Satan behind you. Now, that's ridiculous. You figure out how to make that shoelace fit that shoe.
Yeah.
And she meant it, you know. She wasn't joking. She wouldn't listen to us whine about anything, nothing.
Yeah, Ada Marie doesn't pull any punches, and she means things. They come from a very kind heart. She may be talking to you in a manner that appears quite authoritative, but that's because she's lived a long time. She has a lot of wisdom, and she knows how to get things done. So I would encourage you to follow exactly what she says to do. Writing things out is very, very important because it helps you create a clear vision and set an intention. And intention is so important. And the fact that everything that's happened to you is simply a learning experience, and it's up to you to try to find the silver lining in the dark clouds and to also be grateful for those things that seem bad because they are lessons. And now you're reaching out, and that I think you need to give yourself credit for. It is so important to reach out when you need help, and a lot of people are stuck in their egos and say, I can handle this, and they just keep spinning around in a downward spiral. And you're saying you want to get out, and so pat yourself on the back.
Right, and get that pencil and paper out and write the positive you. Write it out.
Okay.
The more you write it, the more you change it, the better you make it, the faster you'll become there.
What else can she do, honey?
What else she can do is look in the mirror and thank God every day, morning and night, for her health. Tap her temples and say, I am in perfect health. The I am in you is the I am in God. And God has given you health. He's given you strength. And maybe he hasn't, you're timid. Maybe what has happened in your life, you are too timid to stand up for yourself. So now you need to stand up and be counted as a person, as a real, real person. And you are. And you're beautiful. And you're kind. And don't let people walk on you. Say, I'm sorry. And walk away from them.
Mm-hmm. That's an important lesson to learn. Yeah. Are you able to turn the other cheek, so to speak, Lisa, if somebody is abusive to you?
I'm learning that.
That's a big lesson, and that's an important one.
And I've been really badly abused by everyone in every portion of my life, and I'm finally learning to say, you know what? I don't deserve this.
No,
I'm
you
not
don't.
Gonna do this.
And I think something you should do, perhaps, is to pray for discernment. You know what you don't want. You know the characteristics of these users and abusers. Look for different kinds of people. And if somebody gives you a creepy feeling, steer away from them. Look for positive people, people that make you feel good. That's what you need to do, as I see it. What do you say, Etta Marie?
Absolutely. Just, you know, some people just can put you down. And they do it in such a way that you don't know how to answer them. Well, the best way to answer them is to say thank you and walk away. Now, many times as I was growing up, in fact, not too long ago, and I'm growing up now, of course, some lady made a remark to me about something, and I looked right at her, and I said, thank you. I turned around and walked out the door.
That disarms them, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
He started for the door after me, and I just kept on walking.
Because they're expecting a negative reaction from you instead of a thank you.
Right, because thank you says it all. You're done. And don't be afraid to say thank you. And walk away.
Yeah.
Because they can't do anything with thank you. All they can do is stand there and wonder what to do next.
Well, you know, it all boils down to people, places, and things.
Yes.
As I see it, and this is the lesson I've learned, is you need to focus on people, places, and things that make you feel good. And if something doesn't make you feel good, get the heck out of there.
Move away.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything except say thank you and walk away. That's all you have to do. You don't deserve to be in that kind of an atmosphere to begin with, and if you got there by hook or crook, you can get out. Just say thank you. Goodbye.
Are you feeling any better, Lisa?
Thank you, but not the kind you mean.
Do you have any other questions? Any practical concerns that she can answer for you?
I haven't seen my only son in 4 years. I'm wondering if he's going to come back into my life. He's my only child.
Yeah, you won't see him for a while, but when he is 10 years old, you will see him and he will come back to you.
No, he's a grown man. He's 33. He's married a woman who won't let him. He's 33 and he's married a woman who won't let him see me. And I have a grandchild.
Well, who is the 10-year-old I'm looking at?
No, honey, she said she hadn't seen him in 4 years. Not that he's 4 years old. He's 33.
Oh, okay.
And his wife won't let him see her.
Oh, it's one of those situations. Well, I've been living with one of those situations for about 35, 40 years, but eventually...
No,
I know.
Sorry.
I do know that truth will bear out. And someday, they will be happy to see me. So in the meantime, I just let them fight.
Oh, good Lord. so sorry.
Yeah. It's their thing. It's their thing. Let them do it.
And you know, the thing is, Lisa, I think that if she's that kind of woman, that he's eventually going to wake up and see the light and realize that he's made a mistake by allowing her to control him.
And that time will come. And when that time comes, it'll be a shock because she has had total control over him for a long time. And that day will end. One day, that day will end. Always does, because that the kind of control, you know, just think about how Hitler controlled all those people, and then all of a sudden somebody woke up, right? And there was a battle, and he was gone. So when people do and have that much control, that control wears out. It'll get a hole in it.
Okay.
And I've seen that happen more than once.
Lisa, don't be shy about calling back. We've spent a lot of time with you, but I think that's important. Don't be afraid to call back to get pep talks, okay? Ada Marie, you'd be willing to do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much. You've really restored my heart and soul today. I appreciate it.
Well, you take care now because you're a wonderful person and things do turn around. They do turn.
All right. I hope they turn. Thank you. God bless you both.
Well, Ada Marie, you want to address that, the hope? Because I think that's an important thing for her to hear.
What's that?
She said she hopes things turn around.
No. You don't. That isn't what you do. You know things will turn. You don't hope, you don't want, you don't wish. You know. You hold the knowing. K-N-O-W-I-N-G. Knowing. Know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it will turn. And it will.
Okay.
That knowing is more important. Yeah, that knowing is more important than faith.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is faith without question.
That's right. That's what it is. And if you hold the knowing, it will come to pass in your area, in your what you want will come to pass. It always does, because when you know, you do not question the knowing. The knowing comes directly from God, so hold the knowing.
Did you get Ada Marie's phone number, Lisa?
Yes, I did. 520-896-9510.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
don't
be afraid to call her, because you might want to work with her a little bit.
I think so. I'm taping these up on my cabinet so I can read them every day.
Beautiful. She knows how to turn people's lives around.
I've done a 200 in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
201.
You know, sometimes we need help, and God bless you for reaching out for it, and we do need to move on.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being there today.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, Lisa. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Okay, we lost one caller, but we gained another one.
Okay.
Somebody was impatient, but we have area code 520. What's your name, please?
I'm Lisa.
You're another Lisa. All right. I love that name. That was my best friend's name. Yeah.
Lisa?
Yeah, we have another Lisa.
Oh, well.
Hi.
Lisa in a 520, that's my area code, so it's somebody
I know
from my area.
From listening
Pardon?
To you talk. I know. I have an idea where you live from listening to you talk.
Yeah,
I live
right in Oracle.
Yeah. I live in the Tucson, outskirts of Tucson myself, more the southern area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and what is your question?
Well, I've taken a couple of days off. I'm an independent contractor, and I've taken a couple of, I still work in the field, but I've taken a couple of days off from going into the office. I love the nature of the work. I haven't made any money yet. I know that will come through. you know, my continued efforts will be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't think I like the agency I'm with. I love the training, support. My manager, you know, has started to become more supportive. I don't like some of the infrastructure there, having to do with a couple of the staff members that I've addressed the issues with, and I don't think it's going to change. And I just don't feel, because I'm an independent contractor, I went in it to help people make money and have fun, and I just don't know that I'm
mm-hmm.
really doing that. I'm not making money. I'm not having fun. I believe the money will be there. What do you pick up? Do you see me leaving? Do you see me? You know, I'm just kind of trying to meditate.
What is it you do? What is
I'm in
it
sales
you do
and marketing. I'm in sales and marketing. Big ticket
items. Oh,
item.
Okay. Are you marketing items you love?
I love the industry. I love the items I market. Yeah, I believe in the product
good.
Sales.
Oh, good, good. So
it's
do you do
people.
Parties or do you do individuals?
Oh, no, not parties. No, it's not that type of industry. It's one-on-one, yeah.
Pardon?
Yes, it's one-on-one, uh-huh.
Okay.
It's not parties. It's
so
not like Tupperware or anything like that.
Oh, okay. So you find people, you find clients is what you do.
I do that.
You locate
but,
them.
Yeah, and the agency I'm with is, the training is great. It's just a couple of individuals in there are just so toxic, and I have to deal with them. And I've addressed it with my manager, and I just don't think it's going to change. And I've taken a couple of days off.
Look for a new position.
Yeah, that's what
somewhere
you're
else.
Picking up. Okay.
Yep. And it won't take you long to find it.
Oh, no. No, I mean, anybody will. Yeah. Yeah, you can,
yeah.
You can definitely. Yeah.
Right.
I hate to change, and because there are reasons why I hate to change. This company
mm-hmm.
I'm with offers the best training around, and I like that part of it. I just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what you pick up, right? Just the change.
Yeah, it's
the
people
changeover.
Legal that you're fighting with.
I know,
it's
God.
Ego.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
it's not worth the trouble.
No,
their
no.
egos are too far out of their egos are too far out of whack.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah. So look for another position somewhere else.
Okay. All right.
I've been through that myself years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And I came in, I had lots of energy. I brought in a lot of people. And the people that were already there didn't like it. So when I seen what was
yeah.
happening and how they were taking my people, I said, oh, okay, thank you, but I won't be back.
Yeah.
And I left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't be overrun by these people. Just leave them where they are.
Yeah.
You helped them a
yeah,
little, and now you can go on.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Do you
forward.
See the
You'll
money?
Find somebody that'll be happy. Pardon?
That's what I'm looking for, is just to be peaceful in my job. Do you see the money coming through
mm-hmm.
within the next couple of months, maybe?
I would say, yeah, within about 6 weeks.
Oh, good. Good. I'm working a lot,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you are working a lot.
I love the nature of the work. And people
That's
know
true.
That I'm a hard worker.
And they like you for that.
Yeah, they
do
like
your
me
sense
for that.
Of humor too.
Yeah, I think my manager
you have
likes
a good
me
sense
very
of humor.
Much.
Yeah,
I do. I do. But you know, you don't show your inside to the outside world a lot of the time, and
oh no.
So sometimes I go home and I just feel like, oh my gosh, I don't want to put up with this. These egos, you know, there's two individuals in there
yeah.
that are, you know, they're just not going to go anywhere. They're always going to be there.
Well, you know, they're settled there. They're like stuck.
Yes.
So
yes,
everybody,
absolutely.
They just chase away people that are working harder. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of you if you do work too good.
Well, and I wanted to find a home, you know, a work home. I didn't want to change necessarily. I did address it with the manager. You know, I brought it up to the manager a couple of times, and she addressed it. But, you know, they go right back to being egocentric.
Right. So she's going to keep them. You start looking.
Yeah, okay.
There'll be
all
something
righty.
Much better come up. There'll be
really?
Something much better come up. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it looks like it'll be in August. But
oh.
if you just get your feelers out there and start looking, you'll find it.
Okay. Well, you're getting my heart
just
racing. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're good, so you will find it. You'll find somebody who's really good, and they'll like you a lot.
Oh, great.
And you'll make
yeah.
good money. You know, you're not
oh.
making money like this.
No.
You're just batting
well, that,
your head against the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything that you're saying is the whole package. That's exactly what, you know, I'm interested in. You know, making money and
mm-hmm.
contented, you know.
And peace of mind.
Peace of mind, for sure. For
yeah.
sure.
So just get your feelers out there. Start looking. Become aware of what's around you. There is something good around you that's good to work with. People.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to keep looking.
You just get out there and start visiting. Have a cup of coffee here and there and talk. As long as you
okay.
got this job, you'll get another one. So, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
drop in at the coffee shop and visit a little bit. Find out what's going on. What's better than what you've got. Okay?
Oh, I love your ideas. That sounds great. It would also be fun.
It would be fun. You'd like it a lot. Okay?
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. A lot of people, if they just went out and they're looking, but they need to go out and have coffee and mix with strangers and listen to what the stranger, don't talk too much, just listen to what the strangers are saying. You'll get a lot of information and you'll have a lot of options.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I love that.
When I left Montana and I went to Spokane, first thing I did was find the biggest coffee shop close by. And I went every morning for coffee. And I visited with whoever sat beside me or whoever sat, you know, where we were in talking range. And in 3 days, I had a very good job. I mean, there's
oh
no
gosh.
Problem. Because everybody will tell you.
You're getting me chills. Yeah.
Well, people will tell you, you know, this person over here is hiring for such and such, or that person over there just left and their job is open. Go talk to them. And that's how you do it. You have your coffee class started, and then you find out. It's a real good, easy way. It's better than going to an employment agency.
No, I like it. I like it very much.
Yeah. Because you're out there looking, you're out there talking, and the people you're talking to, if you like them and they're friendly, they're going to help you find what you want to find. It works every time. I never went to an agency to get a job. I simply went into a town and found the first coffee shop I could get to and stopped in for a cup of coffee. Later the next morning, I went back for another cup of coffee, and in 3 days, I had a job. How fast was that?
That is so first class. I love it.
Yeah, because people are always willing to tell you. They'll tell you everything that's going on. Just listen to them. Don't do all the talking. Let them do the talking.
Okay.
Okay.
You're right. You are so right. Thank you.
Right. So do it. You'll have a job before the end of the week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get back in touch with us, Lisa, and let us know how things are going.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. You know where to find us on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern Time.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take good care, hon.
You too. Thank you.
Now we're going to talk a little bit about going within and turning it over and allowing God to work through us.
You know, this is what happens. People say, well, I prayed, but nothing happened. I say to them, something happened and you ignored it. Because sometimes it can be as little a thing as what I just said to that girl. She goes to a coffee shop, sits down, visits, listens to people, gets information. That is ascending for her.
Mm.
But she has to go buy the cup of coffee.
Well, you've got to get outside yourself, don't you?
Right. You've got to get outside of yourself. You've got to take a long look at something. You go places where there are people who are, you know, working.
Don't go to a bar, though, right?
No, I don't. I was in the liquor business myself.
Were you?
But yeah, because I had a bunch of little kids and I had to have a job. And
right.
One job I could get was being a waitress in a cocktail lounge.
Right.
Well, my God, I got more business. And I worked long enough to make enough money that I only had to work on the weekends and I could start my own business.
Beautiful.
Because everybody was always willing to help you.
Oh, well, that's great. So I take back what I said. But, I mean, I just think that it's, again, it comes down to people, places, and things.
Right.
And I think you're more likely to find somebody if you go early in the morning to a coffee shop.
Right.
You'll find somebody before they go to work who's in the know, who's successful,
mm-hmm.
who is getting one of those early birds getting the worms kinds of things.
Right.
And look for a person that seems open. You know, you can use your own intuition around whether or not to approach somebody, and if somebody's standoffish or gives you a dirty look, don't sit next to that person.
Right, right. Move down the way. Move a ways down.
Right, right.
So, but you're right. See, you just have to put yourself out there in a friendly manner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it accounts to. Some people wear a smile. You can tell by looking at them that they smile a lot.
Right, right.
And some people, I tell you, you think their face is ever going to break if they smile.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about turning it over to God and how we can achieve our heart's desires through God and our willingness.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm alive today, I'm healthy, and I have a peaceful heart because what I have been through, most of you wouldn't even want to know, and you wouldn't even want to think about it. But the last event, I was stabbed 26 times and left to die. And they got me to the hospital, and the doctor says, I think she's unconscious. I said, I'm not unconscious. I just got my eyes shut. I'm tired. And the nurse jumped. The doctor come running in, and he says, do you know your name? I said, yeah, I know my name. And he said, what is it? I said, it's Marie. Oh, okay. They went to work and they put me back together. But if I hadn't said anything, they probably would let me lay there and die.
Mm.
See?
Well, you did a lot of the healing work yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because I knew. I was stabbed pretty badly, and I don't watch movies with swords or anything like that, but I just knew that I was going to live, and that was it. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me into surgery, and I don't remember the few hours I was there because I was asleep. But when I came out of it, I opened my eyes, and I looked up at that man, and I said, thank you. And he looked at me. I said, thank you for taking care of me. I appreciate it.
Well, let's focus for a minute on that, on gratitude, because I think that's something that I was trying to get across to the other Lisa, how important gratitude is in terms of attracting those things to us that we truly want.
Well, if you're not grateful, nothing's going to come to you. You have to be grateful. I thank God every night and every morning, and sometimes I thank him when I'm in the kitchen cooking and I'm short of something and I have to figure out something else to stick in the pot.
Yeah.
You know, and I say, okay, Father, thank you, but I don't know what to do. So then I open another refrigerator, and there's something I can stick in the pot.
Well, that tells me something else. We need to be flexible and to go with the flow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go with the flow all the time,
mm-hmm.
every minute of every hour of every day. Today, when I got the call and I had to be here to work, I was way down at another place, and I said, I can make it in 10 minutes, and I got here. I got here 2 minutes early.
Yes, you did.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know, but I just left him. I said, I'm sorry, I got to go, and I got in the car and left, and I got here.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about that was that I had lost your phone numbers thanks to this computer problem, and all I had to do was think it through, figure out how I could achieve a solution to the problem. I realized somebody that might have your cell phone number had the presence of mind, even though I didn't have their number. It came to me. It was a long-distance number. It was, you know, I thought for a minute, oh, I don't know the number. Then I let it go. And this is the part about letting it go. Then it came to me. I called. Sure enough, she had your cell phone number. I held the knowing that you were going to have that cell phone. You answered it. I knew that you were going to be on the show today. At first, you seemed a little bit disgruntled, but you said, I'm going to get home. And you did, and you were there 2 minutes early.
Right, because the person that was standing there in front of me was holding me. I said, I can't stay. I've got to leave. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I just laid the book down, and I left. And I got here 2 minutes before the show.
So we need to be positive, and we need to be assertive. We need to take charge of our lives.
Well, I said to him, I said, I'm already committed to this.
Yeah.
This isn't something new. This is something I do every week, so I'm committed. And I'm leaving, and I left.
Well,
you know?
Good for you. And you know, commitment's another important factor.
Yeah.
Making things happen. I mean, when we follow through on our commitments, then we seem to, there are all these things that we can do that seem to attract better and better conditions into our lives.
And they do attract better conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to, well, in Lisa's instance, reaching out for help and recognizing that sometimes you don't have all the answers, and that's in essence turning to God, because God lives in every single one of us.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody can. When I walked out that door, I said, "Okay, Father, between you and me, we got to get to the house now."
Right.
And
right.
I pulled up on the road. There was no cars on the road highway. I just got on that road and just came
out of the
hill.
Well,
now, that
was
a blessing, because that highway can be really busy. But it was bare, and I just got on the road and came home.
Beautiful. Well, we just got one more caller. We have time to take the call.
Okay. Good.
Well, thank you for engaging in more discussion. And I'm going to call her from area code 831. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. All right.
Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
I think I do, actually.
Good.
Okay.
Go for it.
Is Ada Marie able to contact my mother at all, who has crossed over?
She is, but she doesn't do that on the radio show, sweetie. You need to do that in person. And she does give the first 15 minutes for free. Would you like her phone number?
Okay, well, I did have a session with her before, but I forgot to ask about that. And can she tell me, I wrote a new complaint against somebody to the agency that licenses. Can she tell me?
Yeah, go ahead and ask her. She's right here. Go ahead and ask her.
Hi, Ada Marie.
And what was the question? Hi.
I wrote a complaint against someone who the agency that licenses someone, and I'm wondering if you can tell me anything that might come of the complaint. Will they dismiss it or act on it?
You went to an agency for work?
I made a complaint to an agency about a person they licensed.
And what happened?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Do you know if anything will happen from it or not?
It looks like they're going to protect their person.
Yeah, okay. That's what they usually do. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm getting, and they usually do protect their people.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
And if they get more complaints, you know, if they were to get four or five more complaints, then they might do something. But in the meantime, they're not doing anything. They're not giving you any help. So whatever your condition was, they're not helping it.
Okay, all right. Kind of as I expected.
Yeah. No, they're not on your side, I'll tell you.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about my sisters? Are they okay? Are they in an okay state of mind, or how they are?
I don't know. What's their name?
What is the name?
Give me your
sister's. One is
Mary?
Named Valeria, and the other one is named Barbara.
Oh. Well, they're okay. They're kind of arguing with each other and stuff, but they're okay. There's nothing wrong with them. They're healthy.
Okay.
Do they not communicate with you?
No, not too much, no.
Yeah. Well, let them be. They're okay. I have a sister like that. I haven't talked to her in 40 years. Well, she's okay.
Okay. Any other questions, Karen?
No, thank you, David.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, we're just about out of time, Ada Marie. I think it's been a great show. Karen, God bless you, hon.
And God bless you, and God bless all those who can help themselves to be positive, happy, and healthy. Be positive, happy, and healthy. Now, come on.
And that's an inside job.
That's right. You do that in the bathroom when you're looking in the mirror. tap your temples with health, happiness, and be there. Let it register throughout your entire system.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that there's nothing outside ourselves that can make us happy.
There isn't.
That's up to us to do that.
Yes, and that's what you do in the morning and evening, is you tap your temples and tell yourself you are happy, healthy, and wonderful. Whatever. Say whatever you want, but say it.
Right.
Positive.
Right, yeah. That's a strong affirmation.
It is.
And if you don't feel it, can you say something like, I'm willing to be happy, healthy?
Well, that's putting it off.
That's putting it off. Okay, so will you be affirmative then?
You have to be affirmative, yes.
Okay, all right.
And you'll be surprised. I've had people do that. And you'd be surprised when you see them a couple months later. They look completely different. Their whole face looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They
look younger and stronger. They look fine.
Yeah, and you know, I think that the first Lisa we talk to is going to find some changes in her life. If she writes that letter out,
mm-hmm.
some of the suggestions you've made, we've given her a lot of food for thought. So, Lisa, I know you're still there. Feel free to call back next week if there's anything that you forgot. You know, Ada Marie and I'll be more than happy to
assist.
Fill you in. Assist, yes, absolutely. So is there anything you want to say in closing?
I just want to say thank you for being here, and thank you for taking care of yourself. And I'm looking forward to you having a wonderful week.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. You too.
I will. Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
And God bless everybody.
Bye.